that I was asleep and waiting for Jonathan to come back. I was very anxious about him, and I was powerless to act. My feet and my hands and my brain were weighted so that nothing could proceed at the usual pace. And so I slept uneasily, thought. Then it began to dawn on me that the air was heavy and dank and cold. I put back the clothes from my face and found, to my surprise, that all was dim around me. The gaslight, which I had left lit for Jonathan, but turned down, came only like a tiny red spark through the fog, which was evidently grown thicker and poured into the room. And then it occurred to me that I had shut the window before I'd come to bed. I would have got up to make certain on the point, but some leaden lethargy seemed to chain my limbs and even my will. I lay still and endured, that was all. I closed my eyes, but could still see through my eyelids. Through it all came the word.